Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Thursday morning, and we have reached August 21st. It is 6:05. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Cloudy and cool day today. Fall once again continues. High of 71 degrees. Chance of rain later on this afternoon. Should dry out and warm up tomorrow.
Did you say fall continues?
Didn't it feel like fall yesterday?
It definitely feels
rainy,
fall-ish.
Kind of misty. It was misty in Menor. Misty in Menor. I would read that document.
That's a novel if I've ever heard of one.
That would be a novel. It would be one with a long, flowing hair gentleman on the cover, possibly shirtless or a button down.
Yes.
And denim shirt.
I also feel like Misty and Menor in the book. Menor is not Menor. It's like an island of some sort. Like Misty and Menor. Like you have to take some type of ferry to get there, and it only goes once a week.
I also feel like Misty and Menor could have been like the back page of Cleveland Scene 20 years ago, too. Like a title.
That could work, too.
You can take it several directions.
Yes. A lot of options with Misty and Menor.
A lot of different options.
It was Misty in Westlake as well,
but that just doesn't sound as good. Wet in Westlake is just not something we're...
No.
I'm just going to go ahead and hit this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. EMC is good morning to you. We forgot to say good morning to you. Thank you for waking up with us. You're our early morning crew. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us. We need your guests for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. Tim's the only one that knows who he is, so good luck.
What do you win if you guess it correctly?
You get nothing. Absolutely nothing but the glory of guessing.
How many guesses a day do we take?
Just one. Just one. So fun.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thursday, we're pushing closer to the weekend.
I know. Almost there.
I like that.
Yeah.
You got a guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope today?
John Wayne?
I don't know.
Not John Wayne.
Oh, okay.
Do you think we will get a winner by the end of September?
No.
Yeah. Do you think we will get a winner by the end of October?
No.
Do you think we will get a winner by 2026?
I don't know. There's a lot of dead guys.
She's right. A lot.
Yeah.
But just think about it. Each morning we inch closer and closer to the correct guess. It's very exciting.
Inch being the key word there. We're just inching closer.
Inching.
Well, we love that you had today's guest. We appreciate that. I hope you have a great Thursday.
You too.
I understand it's popular. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Probably the most popular game in Cleveland is Trump Tui. We play that at 7:35 and 8:35. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. Dead Guy in an Envelope is probably 1B to that 1A. It's probably right there. It's probably,
you think it's the second most popular game?
It's probably the Wheel of Fortune to the Jeopardy or vice versa.
I don't think I agree with that.
Right there.
I would.
Cleveland, how much she makes up there, too.
That's what I would say is second.
Who's next is up there?
Who's next is not up there.
That's close.
Standing or sitting. Last on the list. Standing or sitting is the most ridiculous. Dead Guy, I think, is the most polarizing. That's for sure.
We have a suggestion.
Oh, apparently. Good.
I love this. Our EMCs, I love that. Isn't it between 6 and 6:30 just a special time?
Yes.
I always wonder, even when I'm talking about this, and I know, like I said, I've talked to, whether it's parents of other kiddos that are in gymnastics with Izzy that listen this time of the morning, or you're heading to drop the kids off at football, or your teachers back to school, or whatever it is, or your third shift. I mean, I've certainly had jobs where I work third shift and felt like a zombie heading home at this time of night, because your body's really not meant to be working at 9-10 at night and then coming back and sleeping during the day. Trust me, I've done all that too. However, you listen between right now, I love it. I really do. We're grateful for you. We really are. I love this so much. Unless this is a bad suggestion, then I don't know.
Then you don't.
All right, let's see. Good morning.
Tim, I got a recommendation for you.
Recommendation, go right ahead.
We ought to give one clue a month about who the guy is, because we're all too frustrated.
Well, one clue a month or two clues a day. I mean, I give two clues a day. He's dead. He's a guy. Well, I can let you know he's dead. He's a guy. He's not John Wayne or Walt Disney or Bob Hope or Steve Irwin. Somebody guessed Steve Irwin when you were off, which was a great move, because Tim Richards would put the
Steve Irwin back in the envelope. That's somebody that really pays attention to your personality.
Not Chris Farley, not Bob Brown or Paul Brown, not Bob Newhart. I mean, the list goes on and on. We're really, really beginning to whittle this down. We're close.
No, we are not.
We are close.
No, we are not.
Is the updated list still on the site? I can't find the updated list.
I can't either, but it's there somewhere. Trust me. I don't know either. I cannot guide you. We will update it and post it again. Trust me.
Don't say okay, I can't buddy. Either.
Can you find it? If I gave you 5 minutes to find the list, could you find the list online? I don't think that I could.
I don't think so.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. I always feel like there should be a disclaimer. A playful disclaimer for Stevie on the socials, because whatever you mention will show up on your phone, will show up on your algorithm. I had more Britney Spears. I mean, first of all, there's always plenty of Britney Spears on my phone because I'm the guy that's...
You're always liking it. I always see, like, by
no, no, whoa, 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 whoa. First of all, and that's fair. First of all, it's liked by Gentui, and then it is liked by Tim Richards.
Listen.
Because it is Britney Spears dancing in her living room.
Yes.
And then I see liked by Gentui. So then I look and she's dancing and she's doing her, you know, she's doing her dance that we, if we follow her, you know. And then I like it because then I want to see what the next thing's
going
to be.
Well, that's exactly why I like it. I'm like, I've learned enough over the years. If you want to see more of something, you got to like it and show, like, teach the algorithm to give you more.
And the
bread one of her dancing and talking about making bread that smells like cake. And I think that was even before the singing one, but I happened to, for whatever reason, it popped up, I think, on Instagram yesterday. It's something.
If you follow the Jen and Tim Show on socials, well, first of all, if you don't, give us a follow. Facebook, Instagram, we're on X, but specifically probably Instagram. So if you don't, I have a little experiment. We're going to get to Stevie on the socials in a second. Follow the Jen and Tim Show on Instagram. And then search Britney Spears on Instagram. I bet you will see a Gentui heart. That'll be the first thing that pops up.
That's for sure.
I mean, it'll probably be one or the other of us, but I bet it'll be Gentui or Gentui or something.
I understand why.
So what do we have next on Stevie on the socials?
Well, for today, we have some sad news to report.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm sorry. But the judge who went viral many times on social media for his compassionate decisions in the courtroom, he passed away.
Yes.
We've all seen him.
No, it was everywhere. Okay, it's sad. It was big news yesterday. You need to know this in 4 minutes.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
The viral judge, his name is Frank Caprio. He was known for his empathy and humor. He passed away at the age of 88. He was a Rhode Island judge who became internet famous for his empathetic nature, sense of humor, and compassionate decisions. He was first elected as a judge in 1985, but he gained national recognition through his television series, Caught in Providence, which was nominated for a Daytime Emmy in 2021. However, his true fame came from video clips of him in his courtroom. They went viral all the time for his decisions he made. He was, I mean, like they said, empathetic. He, like, was compassionate. He really listened to the stories of the people that came in and was very nice with his decisions. So I'm sure you probably have seen a clip or two of his in your time on the internet. It's been around for a while. He posted a video it was the day before he passed away, asking for prayers, and it went viral as well.
It's always a sad ending, but, like, the impact he has made over decades and decades of doing that. And once again, you can certainly check that out on TikTok. What is his name again? I know you have it.
Frank Caprio.
It's worth a search. Like, it's one of those worth a search. Like, of course, passing away is just unbelievably sad. Lived a heck of a life. And
yeah, he impacted a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
He went viral for good.
It's a great legacy to leave. And that last video is just so incredibly sad.
I know, he's like laying in the hospital bed, but he wanted to, you know, shout out the supporters.
Because, of course.
I remember hearing a eulogy one time, and it was something to the effect of, you know, let's say that you lived from 1950 to 2020, something like that. So it's, you know, 1950, and you have a hyphen or a dash to 2020. And they say, it's what you do during that dash. And what he did during that dash is what really, really makes the impact, right? And that's what you focus on. You try not to focus at the end because, you know, that was just kind of his time. So once again, you should really check that out because very, very special guy. And that was obviously big news yesterday. A very powerful Stevie on the socials.
Pumpkin season officially back at Dunkin'. The fall menu includes the beloved pumpkin spice signature latte, new iced pumpkin loaf, a pumpkin cake donut.
Loaf.
You don't like loaf?
That's got to be on the list of...
Loaf sounds like, bad, but I will say.
Yeah.
You eat a loaf with an iced pumpkin loaf, you know that's going to be heavenly.
It is. I am not suggesting that a loaf.
Stop.
Tastes bad, and you're right, with the icing.
Yeah.
Just the word.
You know how,
what else, what's another word, DMS? I mean, obviously, moist.
Stop. Loaf is bad. Right.
But loaf is just like, who came up with loaf and that thing stuck? Hundreds
of
years
like,
ago.
Hey, I'm going to order the loaf. Yeah, you're right.
Like, who looked at that and said, that is a loaf? You know, I'm going to go with this.
And even meatloaf. Like, yesterday, I was getting groceries yesterday. I said, Max, what do you want for dinners this week? He said, I want meatloaf. And I think that every time. You think of a meatloaf that is so gross sounding.
It is. I haven't had meatloaf
delicious.
In probably 20 years.
I feel like I should share my recipe with you. It's really good. But
is it
again,
the three
loaf,
meat? The three meat? The tri meat
loaf? It's the tri meat.
Yeah,
and it's like an onion based, not a tomato based.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh yeah, with that the tomato like sauce blanket on top.
No, we don't do that.
That's
one.
Old school.
We do like the beefy onion soup.
Oh,
the
nothing
powder.
Like beefy onion.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put beefy on here too.
Listen, we were talking about pumpkin spice, and I was gonna say the pumpkin cake donut. They bring that back every year. It is so good. If you had, it's just a pumpkin donut. It's so delicious.
What's the name of the loaf? Now that I've totally distracted you, and I apologize. What which loaf was it?
Let's go back to the loaf,
Thank
Tim.
You.
The new iced pumpkin loaf. Like, clearly we have to try that now. And then the Sabrina Carpenter drinks are back. The Daydream Refreshers, and you can add different flavors to those. Plus, Starbucks is bringing back their PSL. That's August 26th. Krispy Kreme has pumpkin spice right now. So, a lot of fall items available.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year.
What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
I saw this story today, and I'm making an old reference, but I feel like there's a reason. There was a whole episode of Friends about this, because did you hear about this FTC taking LA Fitness to court, accusing them of trapping members in nearly impossible to cancel contracts? They say they were forced to show up in person during limited hours, or they had to send certified mail just to quit. And the reason I bring up this old reference to the show Friends is because there was this whole, I still remember Ross and Chandler like, all I want to do is quit the gym. I want to quit the gym. And they couldn't quit the gym. And I thought, God, they're making this reference back then. It should be easier now to quit the gym, but apparently it's not.
It is, without calling out a gym, or maybe there's something else. I mean, I know we're talking specifically about gyms or places, or maybe
just because this is the lawsuit, right?
Maybe services that are, are tough to quit. I mean, it is 2025. To sign up for these things, you can do with a double click of your iPhone a facial recognition.
Right.
Or, I mean, any of the, to join these places is so easy to do. They make it easy to do, and you can get in, you can pay, you can Apple Pay, you can do anything. Why is it so tough to get out of these situations? Sometimes it's not. And I really think that when it's not tough to get out of there, it also shows maybe the quality of that particular place or
yes.
streaming service or whatever. Because there's a lot of them that maybe some certain streaming services. Okay, would you like to cancel your subscription? Yes, you click cancel and you're out. That's the way it should be. What are you trying to do?
As a matter of fact, you say it like that, and you're right. It's not just the gym, because I recently had a dog food subscription service for my dog. It wasn't working out for her, and I wanted to stop it. We were trying different foods. She was having issues, whatever. To quit that dog food subscription, you're right. To sign up, it was so easy, and here's, 50% off your first free bag, three bags, whatever. I go to quit the thing. You have to, write a letter in an email and then do a follow-up phone call and this and that. There's no click off of it. They make it so difficult to quit. And you're right. The ones that make it easy speaks volumes about them.
Tough. I don't know. Places. Maybe it was a gym. Maybe it was a certain service that was tough to quit. Maybe you are still hanging on to the gym or the service because it has become impossible to quit, or the hoops impossible to jump through. Places or maybe services that are tough to quit. Star 102 Cleveland's feel good favorites.
There's a lawsuit where LA Fitness is being sued by the FTC because they made it difficult. People had to send certified mail, or they had to show up during very limited hours just to quit the gym. I remember being a member of a gym years ago when I didn't even live in West Lake yet. And it was so difficult to quit the gym, or I was so nervous about it, or whatever the process was. I think I kept that membership going for months and months and months and months, and just kept paying it and not going to the gym.
That's the answer.
That's what you do. You avoid it.
That's the answer. That's right. Unfortunately the answer. So there's same thing. I was a member of a gym. And maybe you have the same story. 216-343-1021. Or maybe it's a service at your house that you were trying to get, right? Whatever it might be. Let us know. DM us. I was a member of a gym. And I would go there often, and it was great, and that's fine, and I enjoyed the gym. That's great. But here in the Halley building, the residence, there's a gym downstairs, and we have access to that gym. And I can work out there, go to the show and things to do after the show, and I made it a routine that I can go down there, and I can use the treadmill, and I can lift weights, and I can do that type of thing, so there's no need for the gym closer to my house.
Of course.
I mean, it makes sense, and it's
cancel
free.
Cancel the gym!
So I said, I'm going to cancel the gym. So on the app, I can tell how many people are there? I can figure out programs on my phone. I can upgrade to a different level.
Oh, like pay more to the gym.
Correct. I can probably make payments.
Mm-hmm.
I can probably tell the paint on the walls. I can probably know the, there's everything on the app. You can do everything on the app.
It can probably tell you your resting heart rate right there on the app.
Absolutely. Everything else. Exactly. Place your tongue to the phone and it can tell you everything on the app except cancel. So it says, well, which location are you at? I tell them which location that I'm at. This is my home location. Oh, yeah. So if you want to cancel, you need to either send a letter by, carrier pigeon or however, to that particular location, or, give them a call, and actually, it's not even give them a call. I think you have to go to the location or send them a letter in, I don't know what font, and ask them to release you of this contract.
By the way,
what do you mean to mail them a letter?
Oh my God. And we know how you are about stamps. You mail them a letter.
I don't know where stamps are even at.
And then how do they alert you that you've actually canceled? Do you then have to go in for a meeting and they want to talk to you about why you're quitting the gym?
Why would I go face to face? Why would I do that? So you've already made it difficult enough for me to say goodbye.
Right.
I mean, so now what I want to do is go face to face, because this is going to be a good time.
Nobody wants to do anything face to face, and the fact that they make you do that is their way of keeping you. They know you won't do it.
I want to go. This is what I want to do: is have just go to the location, have a conversation with Frankie Fitness, and have him try to upgrade me when I'm there, and to basically tell me no in person. I don't want to have that.
Yeah,
I don't want to have
that. That's exactly what'll happen. You're going to quit, and then all of a sudden you're like a gold platinum member.
Yeah, and then I did send a letter. I managed to find a stamp, or I probably borrowed one or something. I don't even know. And I mailed the letter, and I owed, because it wasn't the contract that I signed or whatever, wasn't done. So then I still owed like $76 to then get out of that.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's great. Good time. So
quitting the gym is fine.
Hence my shape. All right.
Oh, your shape's fine.
Anybody else? I mean, I could keep going. If we don't get calls or DMs, I got another one. I still have cable because I can't get out.
Seriously?
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. They will not. I cannot go. Star 102, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Is there something?
Same story.
Go ahead. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, same story with the gym.
Mm-hmm.
My son had joined the gym for just the summer.
Yep.
And he was doing it on his own because he was 18. And he tried at the end of July to start getting out of it because he was leaving for school in August. First, it took him like 3 or 4 different people at the gym and phone calls to even figure out how to cancel. Then he found out he needed to email them. Then he emailed them, and it took like another week or so. And they said because he was not within a 30-day window, he was like 7 days over, he had to pay also for September.
Yeah.
He didn't use August, and he's not using September, and he had to pay about $100.
See, that's what they stuck me with. That second line, $76 cost, and I thought I was just getting out of it. Same thing. And, of course, you know, I wasn't – as far as the money goes, there was some fine print, I'm sure, that I did not see or missed or whatever. And I just – I've been – trying to get out of that for how long? But as you mentioned, and you mentioned it a few minutes ago, for me, it was legitimately easier to just roll with it.
Yeah.
Than either pay the visit to the location and know what you're facing, that you know it's not going to be easy in person, and then mailing the letter. I mean, mailing the letter is not this huge deal, but still, you got to mail a letter. I mean,
you got to print it out. You got to get I mean, it's a process. It's a whole thing. And I wonder how much money these places make, whether it's a gym or whether it's a cable service or whatever, from the people who are just like, forget it. I'm gonna just keep paying for it. Amy actually sent us a DM on Facebook and said, I've locked my payment methods to get out of subscriptions to avoid phone calls and in-person conversation. That's actually genius, Amy.
It's bad you have to do that.
It is.
I mean, she would admit that. It's bad you have to do that. It's a great maneuver. It's bad you have to do that. You were into these subscriptions, services, workout facilities, so easy. You're excited to get in. They embrace you. We're excited.
Of course, you're a member.
And then to get out, it is a rough journey.
Janet says, this sounds like you're quoting the episode of Friends where Chandler is trying to quit the gym. I totally agree. And the fact that we're quoting Friends, which is such an old reference now, which is sad, it was a problem back then. It's still a problem now. Why is this such a problem?
Abby, thank you for the DM on Instagram, Jen and Tim Show. One of my cousins has kept 2 phone services because of bad experiences trying to cancel at the store.
My God. How much extra money are we spending?
I make up lies to try to get out of cable.
First of all, and the fact that you made up a lie and it still didn't work. The person who can like convince anyone of anything, the wiggler of all wiggles, like the most convincing human of life. You still couldn't get out of it is amazing.
I tried. I have tried.
And you had a great...
I want to cut the cord. I have had the scissors to cut the cord of my hand for years. I cannot cut the cord. I have the conversation. The last time I tried to get out of it, I just want to keep the internet portion of the program.
Right.
Because I need to have that.
Right.
I want to cut the cord. The last time I tried to do that, I was on the phone for 47 minutes.
That's ridiculous.
And I gave up.
It took too long.
It took too long. It was a battle of wills. I was on 47 minutes, and she's like, I can save you $9. Lady, I'm trying to get, I understand. I used to do this for, well, I don't know, a couple of weeks where, you know, yeah, I understand you have a script. I've done this before. I understand. Get to the last page where you say, sir,
wrap it up.
Thank you for being a customer for X amount of years. 47 minutes I was on there.
And you had a great lie and it still didn't get you out of it. I can't believe you did.
I told the lady going in. That my wife and I lost our jobs.
Liar!
And she still made me go. Well, I understand, sir. It's a horrible thing to have happen. Let me see what I can do for you. Lady!
Just end it.
I'm trying to cut back on things. I understand, sir. All right, page 4. So what I can do today is take you from this program. You know what?
That's
what are the channels that you enjoy most? Are you a sports guy? I am.
No.
But that doesn't matter because I'm trying to cut this. Do you enjoy Animal Planet? Like, do you and your wife like hippos? No, lady! I don't like hippos! I just said I like that!
And that's like a great excuse. Like, we lost our job, so we can't afford it.
I thought I was going to page 20 of 20, and it did not work. I still have it. Give me another lie to tell. I can't get through this.
That's a pretty good one. Like, what other lie can you tell?
Lock tight. I can't afford you. Doesn't matter. They don't care.
What do you say? You filed bankruptcy? Can you do that?
No. I didn't even want to do that. This was just a last-ditch effort. It felt like a horrible human even lying like that. I was just trying to get out of it. Still 47 minutes, and I still have it. I don't even use it.
You're still a subscriber. Platinum member. You probably upgraded by the end of the call.
I probably did. I have no idea. I probably did. Actually, my cable is faster, and now I have, I don't know, and like an emoji channel that I didn't even know existed.
That's nice.
Sir, I can actually add channels and save you $6. Lady, is this... Is this all? I just told you.
That's ridiculous. All right. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.